Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson. Of course, I'm here with Dr. Reggie, and we're your hosts this morning, along with Gloria Wells, who also moderates our chat room. And wow, we're talking about asking, desiring more abundance, more prosperity, love life, career, all of that good stuff. That's what we're talking about today, and how to make it happen, because we have the power. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, man. I'm excited about life. I cannot tell you. I am just so excited that 2013 is here, and I get to write a whole new slate.
That's right.
You know, isn't that fabulous? We get to, you can do it any day, but it's so wonderful to be able to wipe the slate clean at the beginning of the year. You know, we make New Year's resolutions, but this year, how about really not making a resolution, but how about just making it all happen? I mean, we make a resolution and then we forget about it. 2 days after, a day after, probably. Maybe if you're lucky, you started a diet, and then the middle of the week of the first year, you know.
Instead of resolving to do something, I think it'd be better to affirm something. For example,
exactly.
My weight is getting good. I'm in good health. I'm
exactly.
In good shape. I exercise more frequently. Programming the subconscious mind to do what you want it to do.
Exactly. We want to actually make it happen. And so we're talking about those principles this week, and trying to, you know, help you actually make a change in your life. So yesterday we were covering, let me ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our morning prayer. First of all, Dr. Reggie, I'm so sorry. I'm just kind of rushing all morning, huh?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father and Mother, God and Goddess, thank you for being our greatly divine parents. And we thank you for everything that is, even for this brand new year, which represents new beginnings and a new opportunity to start over again and do things correctly and correct the mistakes of the past and don't even see them as mistakes, but as learning opportunities. We thank you for the power to be able to see and to breathe and to eat and to live and to move and to have our being in the Christ consciousness. Let us desire wonderful things and launch those rockets of desire into the kingdom, that they come back in full concrete form, manifested as our desires concretely. Thank you so much for the energy of love and peace and power that's within each person listening to this broadcast. And bless them as well, powerfully, with the energy of the Christ Spirit. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. So yesterday I titled our lesson, when you ask, it is always given. That's a key word there. It is always, always given. And the question I put before you is, what are you asking for? And I explained to you that oftentimes one thing comes out of our mouth, but there's something else residing in our heart, and that we're focusing on. So, for instance, what Abraham was telling us is that we may desire to have more abundance, but all we focus on is what we don't have, that we are focusing on the lack. And the principle is, whatever you focus on is going to expand. so you will continue to experience lack. This answers the question of why is it that the law of attraction is not working for me? And the answer is you need to really search to see what you're thinking about continuously. And then you need to, more importantly, figure out how you feel about something. Abraham tells us that feelings are the most powerful. They're the fuel that project your thought into the universe and stirs the pot of substance. Okay? So today, we're going to continue on this discussion. I just think it's worthy because we all want to create and manifest abundance in every area of our life. And Abraham reminds us of something. He says, and as a matter of fact, I'm pulling this lesson today from The Amazing Power of Deliberate Intent, Living the Art of Allowing. And, of course, these are the teachings of Abraham channeled by Esther Hicks. When you made the decision to come forth into this physical body in this time-space reality, you understood the unlimited abundance of this environment. So I want you to close your eyes for a moment and really, and take a deep breath. Just relax for a moment. Because what Abraham is doing is taking you back to the time that you made the decision, I want to go to Earth. I want to create. I want to use my creativity. You are pushing forth out of source energy, equal in meaning God, equal in meaning the universe, okay? To come forth on this planet, you were ecstatic about the experience. It was like going on vacation. Oh, I can't wait. You were thinking about, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You knew that there was unlimited abundance here. You didn't worry about, oh, I need to carry. I need to make sure I have this. No, you came here saying, whatever I need, I can create. Whatever I need, I can create. What a mech. I don't have to carry anything with me except my joy. You felt no competition whatsoever from those with whom you would share this planet. Oh, it's the planet is abundant. There's enough for everyone. There's no need for me to fear about anything. Whatever I need, I can create. Because you understood fully that your environment is capable of expanding in proportion to the desires that are born from the exposure to it. Now, think about how we think now. Just think about when we think about, right now they're saying, oh, there's a drought and the food prices are going to go up. They're telling us that there's what? Lack. They're driving the price up because there's mass consciousness that believes in lack and not in abundance. And they find excuses to believe in lack. But that's not how you came into this planet. That's not the consciousness. That's not the mindset that you came with when you came onto the planet. It was something totally different. You believed in abundance. You believed there was enough to share for everyone. You believed that there was no competition. There was no lack. Whatever you needed, you could create. You received in the idea of interacting with many others and experiencing a diverse spectrum of intentions and ideas and desires. I mean, you thought that was going to be the most exciting experience because everybody was coming here to create and to do things and to expand. And you understood the value of the vast variety and the contrast. And you knew that it would stimulate your thought. You knew that it is only from the exposure to the contrast, things that are different from you, that any preferences or desires can be born. In other words, okay, if the experience isn't that comfortable and I don't particularly like it, I know clearly what I want to create now. That's the contrast. And you understood the value of giving birth to those desires. Because you understood that you were summoning power. And that your desires summon power. And you knew that whenever you ask for something, whenever you ask for something, it is always given without an exception. And that's why we have to guard what we think. We have to guard what we say. And, you know, you have to practice it now. But you want to move into the reality that you came onto this planet with, where everything is given to you. And you expect it to be given to you. And there is abundance. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you know what happens as the course of time goes on and you're here? You get resentful of people who are making things happen for them. Who do they think they are? That they could have all of that. Isn't that a difference? You came here beaming with excitement of what you could create, and now you're at a point where you're resenting others who are creating and don't believe in lack or limitation. Check yourself. Hello? Check yourself. The moment you are envying or jealous or resentful for someone else's success, know that you have work to do in your consciousness. That is an expression of your belief of lack and limitation. You need to clean up your act. So let's consider from this vibrational standpoint, how many of you are really grasping the concept of vibration? It's unseen. It's an energy. Oh, my God, it's just moving all through your body. But you're so busy thinking about, I got to get to work. I got to get dressed. I got to go pay this bill. Oh, I got to clean the house. I got to wash the dishes. I got to clean the oven. I got to wash clothes. Oh, Lord, I got to go deal with this boss this morning. You don't even pay attention to the vibration in your body, the life force in your body, and give thanks for it this morning. So let's talk about the vibrational standpoint that is and how that vibration is flowing through your body and how it's an energy force that has the power to create whatever it is that you desire, because we need to straighten this out, don't we? You have an awareness of your environment, which stimulates your own personal preferences. And these preferences, whether you speak them out loud or not, cause you to offer a vibration. It's emanating from you. There's an energy flowing from you. You're asking for something. That vibration is saying, oh, I desire. And then there's this powerful law, which is called the law of attraction, and it's answering your vibrational emanation with other vibrational offerings that match them. Oh, I'm asking for more money. How pure is that vibration? I'm asking for more money. How pure is it? Are you clearly just asking for money, or are you mixing it all up with, okay, I'm asking for money, but I don't know where it's going to come from. I don't know. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to make this work. And law of attraction is saying, oh, all I'm getting is, I don't know how I'm going to make this work. Okay, so let me just remain in a state of confusion. Yes, yes. I'm granting you your wish. Law of attraction is your genie. Law of Attraction will go out and work 24/7, 365 days a year for you. You just don't know how. It's like having a car and the keys in your hand, but not knowing how to drive. Not knowing how even to get in the car and put the key in the ignition and start the car. That's what you're doing. You got the keys, you have the car, you got a tank full of gas, and you don't know what to do. You're standing out there. Well, I don't know how I'm going to get to the drugstore. Hey, you got the key, you got a car. That's what it's like. You have all the power, all the resources available to you, but you don't know how to use them. And even though you're listening this morning, you're going to hang up the phone. No, I'm not going to put that on you. I always catch myself. I don't want to do that. I just want to prophesy what you will do. You're going to hang up the phone today and go, you know what? I'm going to practice clearing up my thoughts. I'm not going to give in to believing in lack and limitation. I'm not going to fear not having anymore. I know that whatever I say I can have if I truly believe it. So I've got to find all the little crevices in my thought process, in my feeling nature, where I'm not a vibrational match to there is no limitation, there is no lack, that I receive abundance, and whatever I ask for, it is given. And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times you're asking for things and they even manifest for you, but you don't even recognize it. Because sometimes you have it in your head how it's going to come to you. And it comes some completely different and you dismiss it. You dismiss the miracle. Take the time to be thankful for everything that you have, because you manifested it. And it's showing you that the law of attraction works. Okay, so it may not be so. Why would I be thankful that I'm living with my niece and I don't have a job? Why would I be thankful? Because you actually have some place to live. There's something that you can say, I'm grateful for. And if you love your niece and are grateful for the roof that she's providing on your head, and you offer to do whatever you can to for her, to let her know you love her and that you're grateful, whoa, you're going to shift your whole vibration. Yeah, it's funky. What can you do to make it better? Be grateful. Love everything. The whole experience was attracted to you because you needed to learn a lesson anyway. I don't know what the lesson is. But there's something that you needed to learn. Maybe managing your money. Maybe being grateful for the job that you have. How many people in America, I don't know about the rest of the world, get up in the morning and go to a job and resent being there? Talk about the company like the company is just pure dirt. Even though they're providing health benefits for you, they put your paycheck in direct deposit in your bank, they make everything convenient for you, and you are talking about that company like it's horrible. It's the worst place in the world. Why can't you bless them? Bless them that they are embracing technology, that you have a computer to work on, that is fairly dependable, and that you see it becoming even more, you know, because sometimes you go in these companies and, you know, you don't have the best, but be grateful for what you do have to work with. See yourself being an asset to that company. Bless that company. Why would you curse a company that's helping you move through life, take care of your needs? Why? You see what I'm talking about? We squander our gift, our power to create. We squander it over nonsense. And you know what? If you're that miserable and you hate that company that much, why are you there? Why can't you attract the company that's going to really turn you on? Or better yet, go into business for yourself of the passion that you desire and make that work. But we complain, complain, complain. I tell you all the time, let it go. So you're striving to become a vibrational match. So you've launched this rocket of desire. And how do we do that? Because we created a contrast that says, I clearly don't want this. And now you clearly know what you want. And Abraham, I love that term. It's a rocket of desire. But once you've launched it, immediately after you've launched it, 9 times out of 10, you go back to focusing on the situation that you're in rather than the situation that you want to be in. So here's what Abraham says. It seems simple enough. The contrast produces a desire. All desire is answered. So if this is correct, then anyone who desires anything should be the swift receiver of that desire. Makes sense to me. So how can it be that you could have the desire for more money or an improved bodily condition and not get it? You know, there's a thought that just went through my mind. Reggie tells the story of going to Pennsylvania when his mother was in the hospital and they had diagnosed her with cancer. And Reggie, I forgot who. What is the name of the healer that you went to?
Catherine Kuhlman. Catherine Kuhlman is her name.
Yes, Catherine Kuhlman. And so Catherine Kuhlman is on the stage and she's claiming the healing for different people and sending out that vibrational energy of healing throughout this audience. I'm going to put it in the terms of what's happening. She was a receiver of the Holy Spirit, which is an energy. And her intention, okay, watch how this works. Her intention, nothing else, was everyone in there could be healed. She didn't doubt the healing whatsoever on her part. I'm here. The energy is flowing through me. I have the vibration of healing on me right now, in my consciousness, flowing through my body. My body is just a healing radiator. Okay? And she infused that whole space, and there were about 2,500 people there or more, with the vibration of healing. And she says, I don't know why some people get healed and others don't. And you know, now you know the answer. She didn't know the answer, but now you do. Some people came there with the expectation of being healed and nothing else. Some people came there thinking they might be healed. Maybe this will work. Some people came there just to see what was going to happen. Don't believe it at all. Who do you think is going to get healed? The ones that came knowing that they would be healed. They were the vibrational match with her vibration of, I'm sending this energy out. And those are the ones that were healed. They were a vibrational match. They were a vibrational match. Abraham says the answer to this often asked question lies in your awareness of the vibrational sliding scale. And we talked about that yesterday. There's an intense situation that could cause the launching of a very powerful desire. And in the moment of the launching of that desire, you are, just for that brief time, a vibrational match to it. I don't like this situation. I desire something. I desire whatever it is that you want. And at that moment, you are a vibrational match. But in fact, it is usually such a brief time of vibrational alignment that we call it just a rocket of desire. But if over time you have often been offering thoughts that have registered somewhere else on the vibrational scale, then you have most likely practiced yourself into a pattern or a habit of thought that is quite different from what you are now asking for. So if you are asking for more abundance, but you're still worrying about not having, then you're not a vibrational match. And you know, I know how you feel. I know you're saying, but how? I just don't get it. How am I going to make this happen? I want to believe, but you know, Cynthia, you're not dealing with reality. No, I am creating my reality. What are you doing? I mean, the reality is, well, that argument, when they come to me and talk about the reality is, okay, that's your reality. I don't, you know, you go believe that reality. My reality is money flows to me easily. All I need to do is ask. And I know you may think I'm crazy, but I know that this works. So you go on and create your reality of lack and fear and oppression and depression and repression. My reality, I'm a child of God. God loves me. I get whatever I desire. I have a genie working for me. I'm creating my reality, and you're living someone else's. So whenever you think a thought, close your eyes, babies. Close your eyes, take a deep breath and breathe on this. Float on these words. Let them flow into your being, to your soul. Whenever you think a thought, you activate that thought as a vibration within you. And whenever a vibration is activated, other thoughts that match it come to it, making it easier and easier for you to think that thought. And as often as you return your focus to that activated thought, it becomes a dominant activated thought, which we call a belief. Because what? A belief is really only a thought that you keep thinking. And of course, the law of attraction makes it easy for you to continue to think the thought because your focus upon it and the subsequent activation of the vibration of it cause the law of attraction to bring to you more thoughts like it and therefore more evidence of it. Don't waste your thoughts on the things that you don't want. Don't waste your words expressing what you don't want. Don't waste your energy feeling what it feels like not to have what you want. You want to use all of your creative energy, your thoughts, your words, and your feelings for that which you desire. So here's the truth. The truth is all about you. It's all about your focus, what you're focusing on. So I think right now you've got a great idea of vibration and how, and your desire and how it manifests. So you can comprehend that you are a vibrational being and that you do create your own reality. And you are now coming to understand that you create your own reality through the focus of your thoughts, because your thoughts are vibration. And the law of attraction responds to those vibrations. Therefore, anytime you are focusing upon something, whether it's the past, the present, or the future, you are in the process of creation. How many of you have shared a story of something that happened to you? And I mean, it could be something positive or it could be something negative. But as you're sharing the story, did you pay attention to your body and what you were feeling in your body? If you think about it, as you're telling the story, you are recreating the feelings in your body. You're experiencing it as you're telling the story. How many of you can recall that? Dr. Reggie, how about you? You're really good at that.
Well, when you mentioned a story earlier that was interesting about Catherine Kuhlman and the seminar I went to, the healing service, when my mother had cancer. And when I went, I remember the feeling I had, the excitement of getting there and then getting into the auditorium and hold 7,500 people. The bottom tier, the left and right sides, and people who could walk on one side, people who could not walk on the other. It was intense. And I was thinking, I came all this way, and there's nowhere to sit down. And then I was praying in that moment to myself in a whispered prayer, a breath. I want to get closer to the stage and see this lady. I came all this way from D.C. to see her. Someone started to motion me at that moment from Pennsylvania Dutch country, the Amish people. The lady was sitting there on the stage, and she was beckoning me with her hands to come up. And I pointed at myself, you mean me? She said, yes, come on down. So I did, and there was a seat on the stage behind the podium. And you couldn't see it from the audience where I was standing. And she asked me to come down and sit down. And my cousin came, too, and we both had seats on the stage. Talk about getting your desires answered quickly. So that was a great feeling.
And as you are telling the story at this moment, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling the same feeling I had, because the feeling don't know whether it's past, present, or future. So your subconscious releases the stored feelings and bring them back to your body.
Exactly. So today, if you're sharing a story with someone, pay attention to your body. You actually end up recreating that experience on the feeling nature, in the mind, visually, when you can see the pictures of the the minute you start talking about it and you're thinking about it, you are focusing on it. And guess what? That is creation. That is creation. So when you're out telling this story about that everybody's patient and listening to you, because you know what? You have told the story to everybody, and you're now repeating the story over and over again. Your story is missing. So when your attention is focused upon something that you are observing in your present moment, something that you are considering, you are pondering, or you are remembering from the past, something that you are explaining, and the law of attraction is responding to vibration. And each time that you repeat the process of attracting, other vibrations of the same frequency increases, so your signal about that subject gets stronger. I don't know if you guys are getting this, and I'm going to change my speech here. I know you guys are getting this. I mean, just to explain it to you and break it down in such simple terms so that you can get it takes effort. So if just explaining a concept takes effort, what do you think practicing the concept will require? It's not going to work unless you practice, and that takes effort. That just takes effort. So the more you focus on a subject, the more active that vibration is, and the more of that which is a vibrational match to it is attracted to it. And eventually you will begin to see physical evidence showing up in your experience that matches the essence of the way you have been feeling about the subject. That, how many of you, what you say when something happens, I knew that was going to happen. You see, I told you. Of course it happened because you've been focusing on it. Even focusing on it. And it manifested. For those of you, many of us are come from the Christian church. I consider myself a Christian following the teachings of the Master Jesus. And he says, whatever you ask will manifest. Verily, I say unto you, if you say to that mountain, be thou removed, and believe in your heart, it will be done. He didn't bother to tell you the scientific thing that happens and why it happens. His only instruction was, if you speak it and you believe it, you will receive it. It will be done. So I'm not teaching you voodoo hoodoo here. The truth is the truth is the truth. Some people can hear this message. This is how you get your prayers answered. You want to know why your prayer isn't working? Go back and look at how you're thinking. Dr. Reggie, and I've said this to you many times, still does. He says, you do not have to beg God for anything. And for the longest while, I did not understand it. As a matter of fact, I want you guys to know, I've been with Dr. Reggie almost 25 years now. For 25 years, I didn't understand this. I won't say, maybe for 23 years. When I started teaching the spiritual laws of prosperity, and I really understood how God designed us and how we are so empowered, I realize why Reggie says you don't have to beg God for anything. Why? Because he gave me the keys. He gave me the car. He gave me unlimited gas that I could go anywhere. The law of attraction exists. That's why. All of my needs are met. I just need to ask. And know that it is given. I certainly enjoyed this lesson with you guys this morning. You know, tomorrow is Oracle Friday. Dr. Reggie will be here. We'll probably, I don't know, we'll, maybe we'll do from the readings from the Oracle, or he'll be giving readings. And understand that we use these readings to really support our teaching. In other words, we want you to see, when you ask these questions and what's going to happen for you, where you need to move into the vibration that you know that your your desires are going to be given to you according to your belief. Jesus never healed anyone. He always said, do you believe that you will be healed? And they would say yes. And then he would say what? Be it done unto you according to your faith. Which equals and means according to your belief, according to the thoughts that you're thinking, that you are according to the vibrational match of your level of on the vibrational scale of manifestation. Wow. So I'm going to ask, believing that it is given. If these teachings have been a blessing for you, please go to our website and press the donation button. It doesn't matter the amount, but I'm giving my energy. Dr. Reggie's giving his energy. And we're asking for a vibrational match, whatever that is. It helps to us to continue doing the work that we're doing and to be able to do even more when we don't have to split ourselves to go and run to a job. We can devote more time in finding great teachers to come to you and courting them because we will have big plans. We want to start classes that you can receive online. It takes time to prepare those. So your donations allow us to have more time to do the work for you, to support you in learning and living a more abundant life. So we would appreciate very much your donations. Dr. Reggie is available for readings. If you'd like to book an appointment with him, he's running a special now for the beginning of the year. His rates are going up, so you might want to get in on his special, which I believe right now he's doing a one-hour reading for $100. His old rate was $150, so you're saving $50. His new rate is $250, so you would be saving $150 for an hour reading right now. So I would encourage you to get that reading in the beginning of the year with him. You'll get an MP3 recording of that reading so that you can listen to it throughout the year. Make use of that time, because here is a prophet whose only intention is to raise your vibration and your awareness of your power. And you can join and link with him as a vibrational match. All righty. We are going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the energy and the vibration and the consciousness of eternity where we are right now. Let us realize we're always linked with you, and you are always within us. We don't have to search. We don't have to beg or seek. You are right there with us all the time. We ask in faith that everything we ask for is given unto us. And we believe it is so, and so it is.